We gotta teach that rooster how to say ho, ho, ho. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You've tuned in to Rosie on the House, and we appreciate it on this pre-Christmas Day broadcast special event. We'll be talking a lot about family traditions, both our family, but we want to talk about your family traditions as well, in and about the house, the home, and the garden right here at Rosie on the House. As I introduce everyone here, present and accounted for to pull off this great event, it's your opportunity to jump online by dialing the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. On the other end of that phone call will be my wife, sweet Jennifer. She'll get your name, where you're calling from, your question, and hopefully a favorite family holiday tradition you can share with the rest of the listeners. Mike Reisch is here and prepared to make sure I don't push any of the wrong buttons. My co-host and son, Romy Romero, is here to make sure I don't forget everything I always do forget and keep me in line. And then, of course, on the topic of gardening and landscaping, we have our expert, John J. Harper. Mr. Harper, good morning. Thanks for coming in on this holiday weekend.
Absolutely beautiful day. Glad to be here,
yeah,
as always.
Boy, was that a soaker the last 2 days to, what was that, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah, and then the week before that or whatever it was, 10 days. Yeah, we've had very wet year.
About the perfect kind of rain,
right.
Slow and lazy.
Yeah. Good rain. Got a little snow up north, so we got the start to a little snowpack, maybe. And
John Jay, I saw probably one of the most beautiful sights in Arizona I've seen in a long, long time. I'm leaving Sonoyta on Thursday right at sunset, And I'm heading north on 83, so I can see the Rincons, the Catalinas, the Santa Ritas, and the Mustangs. And every one of them are capped at the very top with a layer of snow. And it's
beautiful.
Sunset, and that long, shadowy sun light is filtering through the blue and the yellow and the white clouds.
And rain had knocked all the dust and pollution out.
That was probably one of the prettiest Arizona panoramic views I've seen in a long time.
Isn't that neat?
Oh, it was gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous.
And if folks haven't been to Southeast Arizona, you know, it's just the paradigm or the concept you have of Arizona in your head, it doesn't look anything like what you think Arizona should look like.
It all changes.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of family traditions, I got pinged by a Marshall Trimble Facebook hit the other day, and it was talking about how they closed Christmas Arizona Post Office in 1935.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw you had a post on that page.
Well, yeah, my family, my mom's side of the family, my mom's mom was actually born there.
Arizona.
Her dad was in law enforcement, later became the warden in Florence at the state penitentiary. And she grew up in that part of the world. And pretty unique, which no longer exists, by the way, so don't go really trying to find it. It's in the middle of the Ray Mine.
Okay. And where is the Ray Mine?
By Winkleman, Kearney.
That kind of south of Globe.
South of Superior. Southeast of Superior would be basically where it's at. So if you go to Superior, there's a highway that goes south to Winkleman and Kearney out of Superior. That's how you'd get there.
It's a beautiful part of the state.
Springs Mountains, kind of part of the state.
Very rugged part of the state. Very, very rugged.
It is that. Yeah. It is that.
Well, all right. We're here in the garden hour of Rosie on the House, and we want to talk about here leading up to the holidays, maybe some gift ideas from the local nurseries or what to be doing in the garden this particular time of year.
Absolutely. You know, there's still... You know, this is the last weekend before Christmas, so if you're still kind of scratching your head, you know, we all have, I think, that one person that we either have to get something for or that one person that just they're impossible to buy for because they pretty much have everything or don't really need anything. Well, there's a lot of cool things at a nursery or garden center that, you know, people, you use it up so you can't still have it. You know, packages of seed, a little gift basket with some seed packages, a little planting calendar so they know what to plant, maybe throw a few herb plants in there, maybe a little hand trowel, a little hand shovel, maybe a little bag of potting soil. That's just a real quick, easy, and inexpensive, especially if it's like for a teacher or a neighbor. You know, our little cul-de-sac, everybody does something for each other, and it's usually baked goods or something like that, but it's a perfect little neighbor gift or housewarming gift. Of course, poinsettias, Christmas cactus, you know, that you can never go wrong with a blooming plant to give to somebody.
A poinsettia can be hard to keep live year-round, but you've talked about Christmas cactuses that are generations old.
Yes, absolutely. But poinsettias, I don't even encourage people to try and keep them alive year-round. It's just not, you know, it's just hardly worth the effort in most cases, because they're never going to be, even if you keep them, they're never going to look like what they look like. These are greenhouse-grown, ideal conditions. You know, cared for, pinched back, you know, all that. Yours are not going to look like that. It's fun to try.
That's going to be a seasonal gift, but if you wanted something
But
year
if you want
year.
Something, yeah, I've got customers that are, you know, third generation owners of a Christmas cactus. They can live a long time. They do very well inside or outside. So they're a wonderful, just a wonderful gift to give.
Well, let me ask you this. On the theme of 12 Days of Christmas, if I wanted a pear tree.
Well, about 2 weeks or a month from now, you'll be able to get one.
Oh, yeah.
The deciduous tree, fruit trees. We've got some grapes and some berries. In fact, Kelly Young, one of our cooperative extension, agricultural extension agents, was in yesterday buying asparagus roots and boysenberries. So the berries and grapes and asparagus roots have come in. There's another good gift, you know, a little gift basket of an edible garden.
Where would I live in Arizona to have the most successful pear crop?
Well, you know, you can do an okay job with pears here, and there are some that will grow here.
Okay.
But, you know, I would, you know, Globe, Sulphur Springs Valley, south of Wilcox, you know, 35 to 4,500 foot elevation would probably be your most ideal spot for those.
And if it's not an edible, a pear tree still, if you want to talk about fall color, the red, the bright,
they do color
rich,
up nice.
Blood red leaves in the
fall.
And
the flowers in the
spring.
Beautiful flower. Big white flowers all over them in the spring. So, yeah, absolutely. And there are flowering pears that color up well. So, great. You know, just the gift of a tree. Plant a tree in memory or honor. Or, you know, what a way to leave a legacy if you want to do something like that.
Well, we've got a question on a tree right now. Let's go ahead and take.
Were there more? I don't remember the 12 Days of Christmas, the real one. I remember like.
Okay.
Well, you're not going to find a partridge.
Mustang GT, six-pack of Bud. I know the redneck one by heart, but I don't remember the real one.
Part of the tradition that we're going to participate in today's broadcast is we're going to actually play you the Cajun 12 Days of Christmas as we go in and out of break. So we'll be playing the first one here coming up right after we take care of this call from Roland. Calling from Gilbert. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, guys.
I've got a
lemon tree that all the leaves are turning yellow and falling off. My grapefruit tree right beside it, the leaves are dark green and doing great.
Mm-hmm. Seen a little bit of that with some citrus in general this as we've gotten into this late fall and early winter. You know, make sure you've cut back on the water. A lot of folks are still watering at the same rate and frequency they were a month or two ago, and especially with some moisture, and we had a wet summer and, a relatively wet recent time period. So cold, wet soil will cause a lot of that. Some of it is just kind of normal, but in general, I think most of it's due to probably being a little overly wet.
Okay, I can do that.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank
you.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U if you'd like to join the conversation about anything regarding your landscape, garden, vegetable.
One of the gift ideas we threw out a couple weeks ago was that Earth Talon shovel that was invented and built up in Chino Valley. And you sold out of all the ones you brought
your
in?
Your wife just took my last one.
She gave ours to her dad.
So I got a reorder.
We're gifted all the way around. The Earth Talon Shovel out of Chino Valley, Arizona.
I don't know if I can get them before Christmas, but if you want to come in and order, we'll get one for you.
Okay.
There's another, what do you call it, ergonomical shovel out of Arizona that just got designed. that I need. I saw it just before we went out of town earlier this week, and I haven't had a chance to follow up. But you know the shovels that at the end, instead of just the pole ending, they've got a handle on it?
Uh-huh.
Well, this one has a handle there, and halfway through the wood dowel, there's another handle, and they've got a metal ring around it so you can spin the inside of that handle. So instead of it being straight, you can turn it into 16 different locking positions, or you can leave it turning. So as you're moving, you know, the shovel will move naturally. You don't have to move your wrist or your hand. So that we're going to have to get another one of those. But that's another shovel made in Arizona.
I like my shovels in with a pull cord and a Briggs & Stratton engine.
Yeah, oh,
it,
yeah.
Yeah, or
in a big metal bucket with a couple hydraulics.
Yeah, or you know, plugged in with a you know roto hammer shovel spade attachment.
Hey, y'all, give us a ring 1-888-767-4348 with any landscape or gardening issue. We have an open line now, but right now we'd like to take a minute and share with you a Romero family holiday tradition, and this is my mother, Baby Kay, reading the Cajun 12 Days Before Christmas.
Dear Boudreaux, thanks for the bird in the pear tree. I fixed it last night with some dirty rice. I don't think the pear tree will grow in the swamp, so I'll swap it for a satsuma. Day 2. Dear Boudreaux, your letter say you sent 2 turtle doves, but all I got was 2 scrawny pigeons. Anyway, I mixed them with andouille and I made some gumbo out of them.